This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And welcome. It is so nice to have you with us. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer. I call this an educational odyssey. This show is just so important for the future of every single one of us. What we are learning on this program is critical for the future in pain management, in disease management, and in everyday quality of life. And I'm so thrilled today to have two extremely qualified doctors so familiar with cannabis. We're kicking things off with our first MD. He is a frequent guest on the program, noted author, one of the pioneers in the cannabis industry, Dr. Greg Smith. His new book is out. It's called, and by the way, it is the biggest CBD book in sales. It's called CBD, What You Need to Know. And he has been changing doctors' opinions, educating doctors in seminars all over this world, as well as trying to get patients to understand how to use cannabis. And one of his breakthroughs in this new emerging field of this extraordinary plant is how this plant may just be the answer for this overwhelming opioid issue that plagues this country. Dr. Greg Smith, welcome.
Thank you, Frankie. I always enjoy your show.
So we have a lot to talk about. First of all, congratulations on the new book.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I enjoyed it.
It's doing extremely well. Yes, it's doing very well. Can you share with us a little bit about the opioid crisis and how this plant could possibly be the answer?
Yeah, I would, and it's really become my focus, I think, for the next year or so until I start seeing a light at the end of the tunnel and start seeing this being recognized all over the country. The opioid crisis then so starts with the chronic pain and then the addiction to the opioids and then progresses to the heroin. I think we all are familiar.
Are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes. Okay, go ahead.
You hear me? Okay.
Yes.
Is that good?
Yes.
Okay, I get worried there. So the opioid crisis then has failed to slow down in response to all current federal changes, and there have been quite a few. It's still not slowing down, so the number of deaths is getting worse. So we should be looking for everything in our everything we have out there to try and slow down the number of deaths occurring from the opioid crisis, including looking at this plant. And the plant does three things. It actually makes opioids work better. Thank you.
Wow. Thank you. Yeah, I'm
no,
here.
Okay, I wasn't sure. Yeah, I was a little worried about our reception. So it makes them work better. It makes them work about 30% better in study after study. So you can take a smaller dose, and the less opioid dose you take, the less likely you're going to die unintentionally from an overdose. So, you know, one of our goals is just to decrease the number of deaths from these opioid the situation. So right off the bat, it makes whatever opioid you do take 30% more effective. So you can take 30% less opioid. And secondly, and the way it does that is interesting. It sits right next to the opioid receptor and kind of pushes the opioid molecule into the receptor. So it actually physically helps push the molecule down deeper into the receptor so that the opioid molecule has more pain-relieving effects. So that occurs naturally. The second thing that CBD does is it decreases our pain perception through its own receptors, nothing to do with opioid receptors, through cannabinoid receptors. It actually decreases the messages of pain that are coming from our body up into our brain, saying your ankle hurts or your back hurts. Those messages are coming up our spinal cord, and the CBD turns down that messaging like a thermostat, turns down the amount of messages that are coming from the pain signals. So you feel less pain. Okay, so that's two. And then the third thing about CBD especially is it decreases inflammation and swelling at the source of the pain. So if you have a swollen ankle, it's all swollen and painful and red and hurts to walk on, it actually decreases that inflammatory response right there in the ankle. So three ways that it decreases pain and decreases our need for opioids.
So we're using CBD in many forms, and we talk a lot about CBD, the cannabidiol. This is the non-THC. You will never get high with CBD.
Never get high. You can drink a bottle of
ever.
It. You won't
get yeah, you'll yeah. never get high. So what we're talking about, I want to just make that distinction. Secondly, I want to address what you just mentioned, because what you're saying is that this CBD can be applied topically as well as taken internally.
And that is becoming more and more the standard of practice that I've been working with patients, and I work with a whole, you can imagine how many doctors I work with regularly. And we have been more and more the standard of using CBD is to take your oral dose 1 to 3 times a day, somewhere around 20 milligrams, a typical dose. And then to apply a topical gel. The gels work better than creams, but a topical gel to whatever you can put your finger on that hurts, be it your low back, your elbow, your shoulder, if you can press your finger in and it hurts, that's where you put your CBD gel.
Okay. Now, how long does it take?
Oh, it's quick. That's why this has become such a popular phenomenon, because it works so amazing. That day, hours later, you start, you're like, what? And that's the typical patient's expression. You notice it right away. It's stopping messaging. So, you know, within a few hours, it is stopping the pain messages. So that you literally feel this within a few hours. This isn't something like an antidepressant. You have to wait 2 or 3 weeks before it kicks in. It works right away, within hours.
Works within hours.
End of the day. If you took it that morning, end of the day, you're really going to say, oh, my God, it's much less painful.
Why do you think there has been so much pullback for such a simple solution?
Because it
I
comes
know
from
the answer,
cannabis
but...
sativa. Yeah, because it comes from the plant. You know, first of all, what other plant medicines are generally in popular use? There really are very few. You know, we're not used to getting oils out of plants and using it as a medicine. We're used to going to the pharmacy and having a nice pill. This is, you know, 99% of medicines are water soluble, and we can make nice pills that work, get absorbed effectively. This is an oil. It doesn't get absorbed effectively. We have to do all sorts of things to it to make it for medical use. And it came from a plant that is associated with getting high and drugs and all that sort of, you know, bad reputation. Even though the oil is unrelated to the THC oil, there's 144 oils in the plant, and it's just another one of the oils, and it's very safe. You can sell it next to olive oil. It's very safe.
In your opinion, why are we not having medical schools teaching this new science of cannabis? Because you're so knowledgeable. Our next guest, Dr. Uma, is practicing.
Oh, I love her. I love her.
So, but why is this happening? Why are we not seeing?
The reason I love your show, Frankie, is your questions are you hit the target. So my first book was the textbook for medical students, which is started 4.5 years ago now, and it's been out almost 2 years. So that was my first textbook, and that was to teach medical students, pharmacists, and psychologists. And it never occurred to me why they still won't teach it in med school, but I found out why, and that's because they'll lose federal funding if these medical schools teach how to use a Schedule One drug, which is what, you know, cannabis sativa oils are Schedule One, every single one of them, then they will lose federal funding for their medical.
Wow.
And that,
we have to take a quick break. Wow. When we come back, we will continue with Dr. Greg Smith. The book is CBD, What You Need to Know, one of the most knowledgeable MDs out there. And what's the best website, Dr. Greg Smith?
Oh, yes. I'm the editor-in-chief of cannabis-md.com. We have a very, very active group out there, a constant group of questions and answers from all over the world. So cannabis-md.com.
Perfect. We'll be back in a moment. I'm Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. 800-817-3046. 800-817-3046. 800-817-3046. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. Call for details. License terms and conditions available at secureathome.com.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back, Frankie Boyer. Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer, and I call it an educational odyssey. And I call it that because that's what we're doing. We're becoming educated. We have practitioners, we have lawyers, we have growers, we have people from all walks of life coming on this program and educating us about the benefits of this plant. Now, there are many forms of this plant. There is the CBD, and then there is the complete plant with the THC. We're talking about the CBD at this moment with Dr. Greg Smith, who is the author of a book. It's called CBD, What You Need to Know. And we're in the middle of a fascinating conversation of why we in this country are not seeing more doctors, more practitioners, more knowledgeable people become educated. And I know that part of the problem is that Big Pharma can lose a tremendous amount of money with this plant, Dr. Smith.
I have a wonderful segue right there. Thank you, Frankie, if it's all right.
Yes, please.
This October, on or about this October, we are going to have a CBD pharmaceutical oil extract at CVS, Walgreens, Eckerd's, all around the country, and the doctor will be able to write a prescription for it. 99% CBD whole plant extract. It's basically an isolate because it's 99% CBD, but it's a plant extract put into a bottle produced
That's
by a pharmaceutical company. Yeah,
pretty
$1,800 a month.
How
$1,800 a month. You can $1,800 a month. It'll only be paid for insurance companies for a small number of conditions. About 5,000 patients in the whole country will be able to get insurance to pay for this product. But just to show you, this, you know, pharmacies are, Big Pharma knows how this stuff works. It is the same stuff, similar to what you can get through some of these, you know, reputable online CBD companies. There's only a few reputable ones, but there's several. But reputable products are just as similar as what the pharmacies are going to have for patients in October.
So doesn't that just make your blood boil? It makes mine. So
yeah,
one of the problems that we pretty sad. One of the problems that we have too, and we have to talk about this, is we have never been very good with giving people the right information and the warning signs for the opioid epidemic and for the opioid use, and therefore hence becomes the epidemic. And you know, and I know, that there are some people that are going to become addicts no matter what they use. It's in their DNA, if you will. It's in the chemistry of their body. And I'm not denying
There's actually a genetics test for COMT and one other gene for people that have addictive personality. So there is a screening test. I've been recommending it at cannabis clinics here in Florida. It's simple. They swab the inside of your mouth. You get about 15 different genes tested for related to drug metabolism and addiction and psychosis. But there are two genes that actually increase our chance of being that addictive personality. We probably all know someone with an addictive personality. Well, those people have a gene, and they release a lot more dopamine in response to into pleasurable activities, food and sex and, you know, what others, music. They release more dopamine than other people. So those are your addictive people, and those are the ones you have to be careful with these medications.
So, Dr. Smith, is it fair to say that doctors that are treating, and if I hear one more story from a mother who has shared that they did everything they possibly could for their kids. They take them to the doctor. The doctor prescribes after an injury. After an injury, car accident, whatever it might be, the doctor prescribes the opioids. And are doctors not understanding what you just said to me?
You know, I hate, you know, I'm one of us.
I know, you're a doctor, but I mean, what's up with your other...
So here's what you... You've got eight patients in the rooms, and you've got a phone call, and so you have 5 to 7 minutes of real interaction with the patient, which is focusing on, you know, diagnosis, you know, progression of the condition, what other things you need to do, and then you're sort of handing, as you've done, you hand out this bottle of pills, and the problem was we were handing out too many pills in the past. We would hand out a month's supply, 60 tablets. Well, you're addicted. OxyContin, there's a certain large percentage will be physically addicted to the OxyContin after a month's supply. So a lot of the changes that are coming that are happening very quickly are 7-day supply, 3-day supply, written into the law. The pharmacies aren't filling more than 7 days for initial prescriptions. So that was a big problem. We were giving them month's supply, though it was blood pressure pills.
Right.
And
right.
People were getting addicted. And we were walking into the next room because we got 8 rooms. So
right.
That was part of our problem.
Where are we now? I mean, it's still a crisis. It's still an epidemic. And it's hitting every single... It is an equal opportunity problem. It's not just hitting the wealthy, and it's not just hitting the poor. It's all up and down.
I think you're going to see where we're at, Frankie, is less new addicted people addicted by their doctor's prescriptions of opioid pills. And you're going to see the 2 million plus are currently in late stage of addiction progress to issues with fentanyl and street heroin and overdoses. So, you know, once we've lost them to street heroin... Yeah, that's a hard person to save. When they've gotten to a needle in their arm level of addiction, they're a very hard person to save. So you'll see less new cases. The 2 million that are out there will go through the natural history to progress to fentanyl and then using needles. And hopefully we'll have more Narcan and more education and more rehab facilities, paid for by insurance companies to try and rehabilitate that very devastated group of people, about 2 million of them.
And CBD could be part of the recovery process?
Yeah, I forgot to mention, this is a very important thing. I just mentioned dopamine earlier. So releasing dopamine is our pleasure neurotransmitter messenger. You know, it's a pleasure messenger, dopamine. And so CBD decreases how much dopamine we release in response to pleasure. So it decreases, so it's less pleasurable. Example, a slice of pizza looks really good, you're really hungry, your blood sugar's low, you look at that slice of pizza, you take a bite, you're releasing dopamine as you eat that bite. Well, you would release less dopamine. It would be less pleasurable bite of pizza if you were on CBD. So that helps with when we're trying to rehab people. So it has been used in both with cocaine, gambling addiction, sex addiction, and opioid addiction. So,
wow.
Again, decreasing medicine.
Dr. Smith, it goes so fast with you, Dr. Greg Smith, one of the true pioneers. Give out your website, how people can get your book, get all the information that you've been working on for so long.
Oh, yeah. Well, always a pleasure. One more time, so that's... Cannabis-MD.com. We have a very active community that's learning from each other, both patients and medical professionals and psychologists. It's a great, great active site. So
wonderful.
Thank you again, Frankie. I look forward to talking to you in the future.
Yes, me too. Thanks so much, Dr. Smith. We'll be right back. Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. 800-817-3046. 800-817-3046. 800-817-3046. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. All for details. License, terms, and conditions available at secureathome.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Welcome back. This is Frankie Boyer. You are listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer, an educational odyssey, and so excited because I actually got to meet our next guest this past week, and she's just an extraordinary MD making a difference, because she is representing what the future of a modern medical practice is looking like. It is Dr. Uma from the Boston area. Her uplifting health and wellness practice consists of traditional medicine, alternative therapies, medical cannabis, health education. And she has been one of the speakers that just has taken over in so many conferences, educating all of us about the benefits. And Dr. Uma's specialty is the full plant, the plant with the THC and all of the entities with it, because she will talk to us about the endocannabinoid system that it matches in our own body. And Dr. Uma, what a wonderful pleasure it was to meet you and to finally meet the woman who is making such a difference in all of our lives.
Thank you so much, Frankie. It's such a pleasure to meet you also in person. You know, it's great to hear the voices and get to see people in person and actually touch them is part of my blessings. And it was great to have you in my office. And I truly, truly love what I'm doing, especially in the state of healthcare right now, where, you know, the physicians, the healthcare providers are equally frustrated. You know, somebody else is telling them what to do. How much time can you spend with the patient? What's your report card looking like? It's the reality of what's happening. And yes, I have completely made a choice in my own life and the way I look at healthcare, and I call it self-care. And the model of practice that I have created is Total Healthcare THC. And yes, I do believe that the component of the cannabinoids that we talk about, one of them is THC. And I am saying we need the whole plant and not just bits and pieces of it. The way the government or what the way that things are looking like, we've got CBD, which is talked about a lot out there, and the public is starting to learn about it, and it's a great, great step in the right direction. We're changing the stigma, and, you know, I always like to define what stigma is. Stigma is a set of negative or unfair beliefs that a group or society has against something, and that something that we're talking about is cannabis. And it's happening because patients are asking about it and curiosity has set in.
Dr. Uma, we have a messed up system with the category of this class one, this plant that becomes a class one drug, which makes it very difficult for you to practice the rules, the regulations, the stipulations, all of the things that go into it. It's not easy to be a doctor who specializes in medical cannabis in this state, in any state in this country. But you really believe that this is the future. And your mission is to promote optimal wellness by providing traditional healthcare services and alternative therapy options to patients. So how do I know if medical cannabis is right for me?
It's a choice, and that's exactly what we want people to know, is that there's a choice out there. It is an alternative, and it is safe. It's about research that's been done and evidence. And this is one of the things that I'm really promoting. And we've actually set up an official nonprofit that's going to be, we're going to promote and start to announce it out there, which is called Dr. Uma Care. And the CARE stands for Choices, Alternatives, Research, and Education. And that's what I really believe in. And you mentioned already one of the systems that I want everybody out there to know. My mission is to promote wellness and to prevent illness, and it is through education. And you also mentioned that cannabis is in Schedule 1, and let's talk about that a little bit. Schedule 1 was created when we created the Controlled Substance Act in 1970, and we created five schedules. So doctors can write a prescription, and I want to make sure we're terming this correctly, a prescription for things in Schedule 2 through Schedule 5. since cannabis is in Schedule 1, along with heroin, LSD, and ecstasy, and it was placed there stating that there is no medical use for it in the United States, that there is no medical research for it in the United States, and a potential for abuse. So I can't write a prescription for it. I can only make a recommendation.
That's the terminology.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see this law changing soon? And because you know and I know that Israel, one of the leading countries in this world, that has just been spearheading incredible research on this plant.
Absolutely.
Spain. I mean, they're breaking all kinds of barriers and bringing us cutting edge information of how this extraordinary plant is saving lives in every way, shape, and form.
Absolutely. And, you know, you talk about research and history in Israel. I'm from India. We've known about this plant in our Ayurvedic history of how this plant was considered as a sacred plant. William O'Shaughnessy in 1833 first learned about this plant from India, from the Ayurvedic practitioners, and brought his knowledge to the United States and to Europe, and it was prescribed in this country from 1850 to 1942. It was in the United States Pharmacopoeia, and one of the indications was for opioid addiction. And I have been stating cannabis is an exit drug, and we are seeing this in my population. We are getting them off of pharmaceuticals, getting them off of narcotics, even alcohol, and I'm going to add nicotine to it. And you mentioned Israel. Dr. Raphael Meshulam first started to work with cannabis in 1964 when he identified THC, one of the cannabinoids, as a psychoactive. I like to use the word intoxicating versus psychoactive. And CBD as the non-psychoactive, or I like to say non-intoxicating. And CBNs have about one-tenth of the intoxicating properties. It wasn't until 1988 that we identified receptors. The first receptor was cannabinoid receptor 1, which was primarily in the brain, and cannabinoid receptor 2, which is primarily in the immune system. But these receptors are everywhere, Frankie, and that's why cannabis is being used for so many different ailments. It's not like a pill that we say, hey, this is a blood pressure medicine, or this is a diabetes medicine. This medicine is applicable for so many different ailments because it works with our body's own system, which is known as the endocannabinoid system.
Yes.
And we realize that our body made its own cannabinoid, and the first one was identified as anandamide by Dr. Raphael Meshulam in Israel, and it mimics the molecule THC. So how could this be so beautiful that a plant outside of our body mimics what a baby receives? First drop of breast milk has anandamide in it. And we know in animal models research, when this is blocked, the animal doesn't suckle and they die. How dare we, the government, keep this out of reach for everybody's availability? It's not for everyone, but it should be available as a first-line option and not the last resort. So, yes, I believe the government needs to deschedule this plant and not have it on any schedule. It's killed nobody, Frankie.
No, it hasn't. It hasn't. It's really... But it takes the education, because many of us just think of it as passing the joint around. We're not understanding, and that's why we do these programs, and that's why I call it an educational odyssey, Dr. Uma, because I agree with you. If we don't educate the public, because this plant has the ability to decrease certain kinds of pain and stimulate the appetites and decrease spasms and seizures, and it just goes on and on and on. And we have to take a We have to take a quick break, but Dr. Uma will be back. TotalHealthcareTHC.com. Total Healthcare. That's the name of the website, THC.com. Dr. Uma is in the Boston area. Her number at her practice is 508-444-2324. And if you're in the Boston area, she's doing an upcoming workshop March 24th and 25th at the Heinz Convention Center in the New England Cannabis Convention. We'll talk a little bit about that when we come back. Stay tuned. Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. 800-817-3046. 800-817-3046. 800-817-3046. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. Call for details. License, terms, and conditions available at secureathome.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z. We like to call it an educational odyssey because that's what it is. Talking today to a doctor who's practicing a different kind of medicine. It's called uplifting. The name alone says it all. Uplifting health and wellness, traditional medicine, alternative therapies, medical cannabis, health education. It's the future of modern medical practice. Dr. Uma is back with us, and welcome back, Doctor. And my question to you is, how does this work now in the state? Let's take our state in Massachusetts. So if you're a patient and you come in and you have a consult with someone like yourself to talk about pain management, to talk about maybe more serious issues, and you do your intake, you do your consult, you do your medical information and all the things, does the person then leave with a, you can't give a prescription, so how does it work? So do they leave with an opportunity to apply for a card for cannabis?
So at this point, when they're coming to me because they've kind of exhausted their options, and I am one of the few that's actually specialized in by the American Academy of Cannabinoid Medicine. So there's doctors out there certifying, but there's actually an Academy of Cannabinoid Medicine. So I've been certified by this academy, and I take the way I practice in three words. So we educate, embrace, and empower. So when my patients walk out, all of those three things have been said to the patient, and they walk out with a recommendation and me having them registered with the Department of Public Health as a patient. That's just the first step on the process, besides after they've come in to get to me, after they've gone through everything. The second part is the patient then has to actually register with the DPH, and they have to pay a $50 annual fee, and in some cases it can be waived depending on certain criteria if they meet. Then they have to go through this process and then wait a few weeks to get an actual card in the mail or a temporary registration. But it's a waiting. And again, some people that are not computer savvy are technically challenged, and therefore this does not happen. So there's another waiting game. So there's another hurdle. So once they get through that process, they can actually legally go to a dispensary. Yet there's patients at the time that they walk out of my office can actually go and find caregivers, and they can provide medicine for them because they are legally a patient. It is.
Oh my gosh, this is the most insane system. No wonder people are confused. Yeah.
Right. And imagine where else a patient goes to a doctor's office and they don't even have to wait. The prescription is waiting for them at the pharmacist, and the pharmacist is calling you and reminding you with automated calls to tell you, pick up your prescription. And in many cases, they are the wrong prescription. And just recently, my father, we went to go pick up his blood pressure meds, and it was the wrong meds in the pill box, the wrong dosages. And my dad, at least, is alert and cognitive, but what about the senior that is taking their pill and has no idea. This is what we're facing right now. We are providing patients with a choice right now and educating them and making them understand that this is about harm reduction. We're embracing the patient by legalizing them and making them a patient. And then the third part is we empower them by teaching them that this is about self-care, how to use this medicine properly. We do a monthly patient caregiver support group meeting, which is open to the public. We just had one last night. Outstanding turnout. And it's a very safe environment. It's free. And we hold it at the VFW. And we have people share their experiences or their ignorance of what they don't know. And it's a wonderful environment for people to, we have different dispensaries that come. I'm there, I lead the group, and we go around the group and people share how their journey has been with using cannabis and how, what I say, cannabis, the exit drug, is seen by slowly weaning them off these meds that have been on for many, many years, some of them 30, 40 years, on the same pills because they've been giving it to them year after year.
That's part of the problem. Yeah, that's exactly right. We don't understand, and many of the pills for antacids, as you know and I know, Dr. Umar, are supposed to be just a temporary fix, and they're not. They're becoming years later, and so the damage, you know, it's a double-edged sword. Yes.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We're not addressing what the patient has to be educated with. Become educated. Read the labels. Figure out what you're putting in your body. You know, my sister-in-law is Grand Vesture, and I love her three words, what you put in you, on you, and around you. Because we need to understand, and that's the truth also for cannabis. We need to become making sure, I've been saying safety first, do no harm. I want to see standards. I want to make sure that your medicine is clean. I want to see people grow their own plants so at least you know how you're growing it. You know what you put into that plant before you consumed it. And that's what we're trying to teach people. Get involved in your own health care.
Such a huge, huge mission that you're on. And how's the reception been in the Massachusetts area?
It's a growing curve, but it is growing, you know. We have three sets of ways how healthcare providers are and how they treat the patients. There's doctors that have no knowledge about the endocannabinoid system. There's doctors that have some knowledge and others that are curious. And then the way they treat their patients is that some of them actually alienate their patients for even talking about it or getting a test that's positive on a drug screen. Some of them are actually saying, okay, whatever, if it works, they tolerate it. And others are actually getting engaged in their patient's care and seeing, because you have to understand that many healthcare providers work for federal entities. And it goes back to the thing, cannabis is in Schedule 1.
Absolutely. It's a vicious circle. And we will continue this conversation. We love having you on. You must check out her website. It is, because this is what it's all about, TotalHealthcareTHC.com. TotalHealthcareTHC.com. Thank you so much for all that you do on our behalf, Dr. Uma. And thank all of you. Another edition of Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day. And as always, never have a mind.
In the sky, you'll get by.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.